This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always we begin with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah, and that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I remind myself anew of taqwallah azza wa jal, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases my love and yours for him, that Allah makes us from those who fear him and honor him and have hope in his mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we transition through half of the month of Ramadan and are nearly finished, two-thirds of the month of Ramadan, subhanAllah, tonight we'll be reading from the 18th juz of the Qur'an. And we're nearly, subhanAllah, 20 days into the month of Ramadan. It's important to kind of look at the month in review and to assess what are the ways that we have come closer to Allah and what benefits have we gained. Not just physically in terms of our health and detoxing our body, which is a natural reaction to our fasting, but more importantly to our intentions in our aim of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In each and every one of my high school Islamic studies classes, we spoke about the only act of ibadah in the month of Ramadan is called obedience to Allah. If you are thirstier than me, it doesn't make your worship of Allah better. Somebody may be more hungry or less hungry, that is in the worship. We don't worship Allah by being hungry. We worship of Allah by giving ourselves to His instruction and His order. And where Allah says begin, we begin. Stop, we stop. Enter, we enter. And remove yourself from it, we remove ourselves. And one of the outer outcomes of the month of Ramadan, in fact, one of the silent things that is taught to us in our five pillars of Islam, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, the five daily prayers, the zakah that we give, the siyam that you and I are doing, and the hajj that I pray Allah allows you to perform and to return me to it, Allahumma ameen. In each of those five pillars, the things that hold up our faith as this roof above me is held, that which supports your Islam, underlying all of these five is the principle of brotherhood and togetherness. As you sit in front of me today, and we'll begin with salah, you don't look to your right and say, I only pray in the Egyptian line. I only pray in the Somali line. I only pray in the Pakistani line, Iranian line, Iraqi line. I only pray with those who are my color or who speak my ancestral language. You don't come and decide the masjid that you attend to as you stand in front of Allah, ready to wage war against your sins. This beautiful mihrab, it comes from the word harb, war. You're in a battle every time. It's your battle station to ask Allah to save you. You're fighting every moment to be a better person. Brotherhood is a cementing force in our school, in our community, in our prayer. You don't look to the right and say, I'm not going to pray because he's older, she's younger, they're taller, they're lighter, they're bigger, they're smaller. That which turns your attention to Allah is the same purpose that both of us, all of us, we unite in one brotherhood of this kalima, one word. La ilaha illallah. It's more important than my life and your life. It is more important than my wealth and your wealth. It's more important than my heritage, my culture. It is what makes you, you as a Muslim. When we come together to fast, every single person who says that word, La ilaha illallah, in the 30 days, whenever the sun is up, they restrict food and drink from their mouth, from their stomach, because they know that whether people see them or not, it's what Allah knows of them. And the brotherhood that ties us together is that obedience to Allah. You are not a minority as a Muslim. You may think, subhanAllah, in a city like Perth or in Australia, we're one of 20 or 30 people in the country. But you as a Muslim, you are a part of a large ummah, a group of people who come together in community of faith. Of all the cultures, all languages, of all places in the world. 2 years ago, I entered to play Salatul Fajr in one of the most northern masajid in the world. And I thought to myself, I wonder, you know, what kind of Muslims do they have there in Reykjavik, in Iceland? My family and I were on holiday in Iceland. What kind of Muslims are there in Iceland? The Imam stands forward. He begins to recite from the Quran, from Surah Al-Isra. A young Somali man. Standing behind him, a Canadian, Australian, Egyptian. Standing before Allah, Icelandic people entered into Islam. Every nation of every place in the world, your city is unique. Perth is one of the lowest in latitude areas, lowest areas, southernmost countries in our southern country, in our city is one of the furthest places from Europe where Muslims, from Mecca, where Muslims pray and recite the Quran. You are cemented. Your zakah. Many of your families are going to put money in the box outside, zakatul fitr. You don't ask, is this zakatul fitr going to my people? We're Malaysian. I want it only in Malay. I want it only in Singapore. I want it only in Sri Lanka. Don't send it to anyone unless it goes to my people, Kenya, Somalia, Mozambique. It doesn't matter where your wealth will go because you know as zakah, it goes to those who are from us. From us with that kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. May Allah allow you the opportunity to stand in Hajj. Subhanallah. Every year when I lead hundreds, thousands of people in Hajj with me, the people who are assembled, all of them asking Allah for the same thing in different languages of the world. Everyone is asking Allah for forgiveness, for health, for their children to be good people, to know the Quran. And your mother may stand with me in Hajj, your father may have been with me in Hajj. They put their hands up and they say, Ya Allah, and they say it in their own language, as I say it for my own children. Because what brings us together is Allah. And what lets you be a member of our school, is not that your parents can afford or not. It's not whether you're Australian or not. What makes you a member of our school is that you value this brotherhood that I'm speaking of. You value that we have an ethos, a moral code of La ilaha illallah is more supreme, is more important than what my heart may want. That you put forward what Allah ordered, even though your heart may want food and drink. You are from those who say, Sami'na wa ata'na. And therefore, whenever we see an incident of ugliness in our school, whenever somebody goes outside the boundaries of our brotherhood, whenever somebody crosses a line that our heart as a Muslim, our laws in our wonderful country, our ethics in our school does not permit, then their place with us is never accepted. It becomes important for you and I to know that that which we judge by primarily is our love and our fear and our hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Jilsatul Istiraha, I will speak about how you can increase brotherhood for those who are with you in nearness and those who are distant. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد محمد بن عبد الله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. Three ways that you and I can increase our brotherhood with each other. First is to make dua for each other. Subhanallah. I always wonder how many of my students at the time that they break their fast may remember me. And if this isn't something that you've done yet for myself and all of your other teachers, I ask you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today as you pick up that date, as you're about to sip your water, that as you make your dua for your friends, for your family, for your loved ones, those who are living and those who have passed away, I ask you inshallah to make dua for those who have done any good for you and include me with them inshallah. I heard a story of one of our young students. MashaAllah, her and her family, they lost a family member. And each and every night, each of them gathers and they read just one juz of the Quran so that they can make what they believe will be isalul thawab, ask Allah to share that reward for that person who's passed away. And there's people in their home and outside, they still remember somebody who is not living with them. How important it is for those of us to appreciate your father, your mother, your brothers, your sisters, who at any moment's notice can be taken. And I know as I say this, that there are some of you whose grandparents have passed away this last week. I know as sitting in front of me, there are some of you who have lost aunts and uncles this last week. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to join them in Jannatul Firdaus. Allahumma ameen. Second way you increase dua, after making dua for each other to increase our brotherhood and love, is to give each other gifts. And that's the reason I will begin the Eid card distribution next week. I ask you inshallah to remember me in your gifts and to share it with your friends and family. Allahumma ameen. And all of the proceeds go to our charity. And third and finally, is that you have good intentions for each other. That perhaps somebody said something to you they shouldn't have said. Perhaps somebody acted in a way that was wrong. Perhaps they're 100% wrong and you're 100% right. Know that it's not about what's right or wrong that's always important. It's more important to consider what Allah sees of our behavior. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us this lesson in the Quran by saying, وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسِ. If Allah was to hold you accountable the moment you did wrong, none of us would survive. مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّ. Your aim is never to just exact justice, but it's always to look at life with mercy and with brotherhood in mind. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes our hearts soft to each other, protects our staff and our students, our school, our teachers and our parents. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads our board and administrators and our principal to that which is pleasing to him and turns us away from that which is sinful. I pray that Allah accepts our month of Ramadan, our siyam and our night prayers, and that Allah allows you the ability to recite the Quran even if it is but few verses each and every night. هذا وصلوا على الحبيب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم ارزقنا البر والهدى والتقى يا أرحم الراحمين. وصل اللهم وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. Hayya 'ala s-salah.